Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, October 11th. From Capital Coverage, Coloradans who purchase their health insurance on the individual marketplace can expect to save even more money next year than lawmakers originally thought. KVNF's Scott Franz has the story.
Governor Jared Polis says premiums on the marketplace will go down by an average of 20.2% next year, thanks to a new reinsurance program. The savings will be 2% higher than what the state projected in July. Polis says residents on the West Slope and Eastern Plains will see the biggest savings.
Just imagine what you could do with an extra $600 or $700 a month, or an extra $7,000 or $8,000 per year.
About 8% of Coloradans with insurance purchase it on the individual market. Polis says as premiums go down, the state's uninsured rate should drop as well. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
20 chicken sandwiches, 10 large orders of French fries, 10 soft drinks, and 10 milkshakes. That's the approximate fast food order needed to total 20,000 calories. The amount Colorado Parks and Wildlife says a hungry black bear needs to consume every single day as they pack on the pounds to build up their fat reserves to survive winter hibernation. Bears are reaching the peak of hyperphagia, an instinctive metabolic response to the changing seasons. Hyperphagia triggers a feeding frenzy to gain much-needed fat storage to help ensure winter survival. Bears will continue their intense search for food for up to 20 hours per day through mid-December. With the need to quickly build fat reserves, bears will seek out food sources that provide a higher caloric intake, such as fallen fruit, nuts, and especially the types of meals found in your trash can or bird feeders. Bear-proofing homes, cars, and other personal property not only helps keep people safe, but it can also prevent conflicts and even the needless death of a bear. Here are just some of the easy steps to follow that people can take to protect themselves from bears. Close and lock all bear-accessible windows and doors when you leave the house, and at night before you go to bed. Don't leave trash out overnight unless it's in a bear-proof enclosure or container. Clean your trash cans regularly. If a bear comes close to your home, scare it away. Loud noises like a firm yell, clapping your hands, banging on pots and pans, or blowing an air horn sends most bears running. And here in our Friday high school sports report, congratulations to the boys golf team at Montrose High School, which won its third consecutive 4A state championship this past week. While the Indians have dominated the class on the links for the past 3 years, this time it was extra special because the four golfers on the squad got to hoist the championship trophy in front of their friends and family at the Bridges Golf Course in Montrose. Head coach Dave Woodruff, who collected his fourth state title leading the Montrose golfers, said that playing on your home course always has its advantages, especially in a state tournament.
Well, I think any team that gets to host a state tournament, you know, where the kids play and practice, you know, for the year, it's an advantage for them to know the ins and outs of the course and where you can hit it and where you shouldn't hit it and breaks the greens, that type of thing. So it definitely has advantage for any team that has the home course, but it definitely helped us out.
Montrose senior Micah Stangby put an exclamation point on his outstanding career by winning the individual state title for the second year in a row. Stangby stung the Bridges course with a 67 on Monday and a 66 on Tuesday, combining for a 133 score that was 9 strokes better than the second-place finishers. Already considered one of the best golfers ever to swing the clubs for Montrose, the senior finished his career as a 4-time regional champ with 2 individual state titles and 3 team championships.
Micah did a great job. And he's done that for 4 years. He's been in the top 10 for all 4 years, even as a freshman. So he's just a steady player that when it comes down to grinding it out, he can just really get focused and stay on top of his game. And he's done that for the last 4 years.
Joining Stangby as state champions at Montrose were fellow senior Ryan Lords. junior Jordan Jennings, and freshman Jake Legg. The foursome combined for a team score of 431 over the two-day event, finishing a whopping 35 strokes ahead of state runner-up Pueblo West. Here's what Coach Woodruff said about the Indians' outstanding chemistry.
Ryan's been a part of this team for 4 years, too. I mean, these three boys, Jordan, Ryan, and Micah, have been playing golf together since they were about 6, 7 years old. So they know each other. They help support each other. They push each other. But Ryan just did a fantastic job with his game, and it was a great way to see him going out in the top 10. Jordan, on the other hand, you know, Jordan's been a steady player for us for the 3 years. He's been having almost the exact same scoring average as Micah over the course of the year. They were ranked number 1 and 2 player in the state for 4A scoring average. And Jordan he ran into about 3 holes that caused him for his score to be a little bit higher. But Jordy came back. He had, I think, 7 birdies the second day and shot 74. So Jordy's a person we're looking forward to being a part of the team and being that leader on this team next year. Jake, being a freshman, what we were glad to see is that he held it together and played fairly well. And getting that experience is going to carry over for the next 3 years.
Winning a single state championship is an impressive feat for any school, and winning 3 in a row indicates the overall quality of the program and players at Montrose. Coach Woodruff said that having older boys serve as mentors for the younger players is just one of the program's keys to success.
Well, one of the things that we try to do, we've been running a junior program the whole time. I try to have the high school kids be coaches and mentors for the young kids that are coming through the program and give something back to the kids that are coming up. And I think that's part of it, that helps get these kids excited about golf and wanting to be part of the program. But it's a dedication and commitment by these kids to get out in the summertime and really work on their game and play tournaments so that when the season starts in August, guys are ready to go. Then the other thing we do is we schedule quite a few tournaments during the regular season where our varsity may be going to Denver, and our JV team will compete against teams over here on the Western Slope. They don't travel quite as much. But then those JV kids are competing against other teams of varsities and playing some of these courses so that when they are on varsity, they've already been in that situation, so they've got that experience instead of coming in brand new the next year.
And with Jennings and Legg coming back next year, don't be surprised if Montrose is able to bring home a 4th consecutive state championship. And that was your KVNF Regional Newscast for Friday, October 11th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.